You may purchase a copy of How to Understand Men Through Their Dogs at the bookstore page at DougStephan.com.
Wendy Diamond is here, and she has authored How to Understand Men Through Their Dogs. Wendy is the editorial director of Animal Fair, and in this book she shares her insights and experiences and research on the subject with women who want to know what they can tell about a man by the dog that he has. So, Wendy, I have an English bulldog that I share with my son and have just acquired a sort of American English bulldog combination. What does that say about me?
Now, a bulldog, so did you inherit it or did you choose the dog?
No, the dog my son chose. I actually said to my son when he told me he was going to get a bulldog, I said, Brendan, why in the world? Those things are ugly and they're fat and they have no personality. Why would you want to get this?
I love bulldogs.
As a result of that, when he chose Charlotte, she was the runt of the litter. She has become the most important non-human being in my life. I love this dog more than I've loved any other dog that I ever had or any other animal that I've ever been around. She is, and there's a picture, if you want to go to my website, Wendy, and get a feel for it, if you go to DougStephan.com, look in the lower right-hand corner of the homepage, you'll see me with Charlotte about a year or so ago. And it is a picture that tells pretty much what I feel about this dog. And so,
let me give you the background on these books.
Yeah. There's also one for cats as well.
Dogs and how to understand women through their cats.
Right.
Came about when I run Animal Fair magazine, which is the first lifestyle magazine that supports the fairness to animals. It's lifestyle issues, you know, travel, celebrities and their pets, anything health related that you need to know about your pet that I launched in 1999. And about 3 years ago, I broke up with my boyfriend that I was with for 3 years. And since, you know, I run Animal Fair magazine, everyone started fixing me up with men with dogs. So one night I'm out with the Shih Tzu guy, the next a Poodle man, next a Rottweiler guy, and the following month I would go again and meet somebody else. And that was a Rottweiler man and then another Mutt man. I realized the personality traits in these men were so similar that I decided to do an analysis. And I went out with 4 men per breed, 32 breeds, over 128 men to do the analysis for this book. So
that's
I'm
a lot
saving.
Of free dinners.
All these people in the dog parks, a lot of time sniffing around the wrong butts. Basically, this book will help people meet the right kind of man through their dog.
So tell us about a poodle guy.
Now, right. A poodle man is somebody that is definitely the pedigree with a pedicure. This is someone that likes art, wine, culture, that loves to, you know, fine dining.
A metrosexual.
Have one child. That gets married later in life.
Right.
That tends to love living in urban cities.
All right. So, how about a border collie guy? That's me.
All right. Now, remember, this book only works if the man or the woman chooses the dog.
Ah.
So it does not work if it's the family dog or it was given to you by your son or anything like this.
So you can only tell, if I had chosen the bulldog, what would you have said then? Let's put it that way. If I chose the bulldog, what does that say about me?
Well, this could be what your son's like, right?
Okay,
well,
so what's Brendan? That's
whatever.
Fine.
Okay, that's
right?
Fine.
Well, this is a guy that absolutely is really good-natured. He might not be the most handsome on the block, but he is the most goofiest, and he's always telling jokes and has a great personality.
Three out of four, right?
If you have humor, this is a guy that has so much humor, and if you want a guy with humor, this is the kind of man for you.
I'd say Brendan's a good-looking guy, but I'd say that sums him up pretty well.
Yeah, it does.
So what about, like, a pit bull guy?
Now, a pit bull guy or a Rottweiler guy, everyone thinks, oh, my God, they're so dangerous. This means the guy's probably a lot of trouble. Not at all. Pit bull men and Rottweiler men tend to be very protective, very much into security. They love family. I mean, these are the guys that have their grandparents around, the second cousins, the third cousins around. They always have family around them. So if you're really independent and you don't want to be smothered by affection and family, these might not be the kind of guys for you.
Mm-hmm. So how did you pick these guys out? Did you go to the dog park and see a guy walking a Rottweiler and say,
absolutely,
what are you doing Friday night?
Exactly. What are you doing Friday night? Let's get the dogs together.
So you would approach men based on, you would approach them based on what you knew about their dog.
Meaning I would approach men that way?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, listen, I find out a guy has a poodle, I'm not sure that's... There's no bad man like there's no bad dog. There's no bad woman like there's no bad cat.
Yeah, but was
the
poodle guy...
It's the personality you want in somebody.
Was the poodle guy really
receptive? I'd be more inclined to date a Maltese man, or I would be more inclined to date a mutt man.
Mutt man, maybe.
Yeah. A mutt man's a renaissance man. Doesn't care about where you come from. He's really into family, really into coaching the Little League soccer team. He loves kids. He's a hard worker. He's, you know, somebody that he would definitely, if you're looking to get married and you see a guy with a mutt, he is ready for a commitment.
So who should you stay away from?
Yeah.
Listen, there's no bad man like there's no bad dog. It's just what you want in somebody.
Yeah, the poodle guy is probably going to be interested more in
poodle guys.
Listen,
another poodle guy.
Culture, the poodle man's for you.
You may purchase a copy of How to Understand Men Through Their Dogs at the bookstore page at DougStephan.com.